Zach, this is dictating on Dorothy Phillips. Dorothy, Dorothy. Phillips, Phillips. Date of birth is 1654. 1654. Date of visit is 12/31/24. Please make a copy for Jerry Morales, M.D. Morales, M.O.R.A.L.E.S., M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of recurrent bronchitis and obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 70-year-old female who has a history of multiple medical problems, including hypertension, diabetes, atrial fibrillation, obstructive sleep apnea, and history of recurrent pneumonias, has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, and fatigue. The patient states that she had a home sleep test done in 2017 and was diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea, for which she was prescribed a auto-PAP setup with a full face mask, but she was unable to tolerate it. She has been treated for atrial fibrillation, and she has had history for snoring and also has some daytime sleepiness. She is unable to ambulate much due to her weight gain, and she is presently retired. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of chronic atrial fibrillation, history for hypertension, and history for diabetes mellitus type 2, and prior history for recurrent pneumonias in 98, in 2017, and 2019. She has had left knee surgery, including knee replacement, and had cystoscopy and a C-section. She had a cholecystectomy in 1980. Carpal tunnel release in 1988. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked few cigarettes a day for less than 6 months and no significant alcohol use. She worked at a department store, presently not employed. Next paragraph. Family history. The patient is adopted. Next, allergies to codeine. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has had cataracts. She has vertigo. She has postnasal drip. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains or rectal bleed, no constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has palpitations and mild leg swelling. She has some anxiety and depression. She has asthma and hay fever. She also has joint pains and muscle stiffness. and she has numbness of the extremities but no seizures or headaches. She has skin rash with itching and no easy bruising. Next, medalist, crest over 20 milligrams daily, escitalopram 20 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Next, physical exam. This obese elderly lady, alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/80. Pulse is 64, respirations 20, temps 97.6. Weight is 212, saturation 97. H E and D norms, phallic pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement, lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excretion. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, as one of S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities will no edema, mild varicosities. Joint deformities. No calf tenderness. Common sign is negative. Neurologically reflexes of 1 plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is chronic atrial fibrillation. Number 5 is degenerative arthritis. And number 6 is exogenous obesity. Next plan. The patient has been advised to get a polysomnographic study. Also get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. She was given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, DID, PRN. Advised to lose weight and start with some regular exercise. And a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. I think it was constipation. Copy for Island Doctors, Dr. Morales, M.D., Jerry Morales, M.D.